And time to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. Good friend Jane Ann Beer joins us from the Purdue Extension Office, Daviess County 4-H show in full swing. I tell you what, Jane Ann, I was honored and just wowed by the talent we had on the opening night for both the Fashion Review and the Public Speaking Competition. Well done to all of those that participated.
Yes, indeed, and we certainly appreciate you and Shelley helping us out.
Glad to do it. Glad to do it. And that was just the tip of the iceberg, because the actual 4-H show really gets in full swing. Well, you got the Horse and Pony Show Saturday, right?
Right. We've already completed a couple events, like you said, Fashion Review and Public Speaking. Last night, the Dog Agility, and we do start Saturday morning with the horse show. Now, tomorrow we'll be checking in projects, and tonight we're setting up the building in the grounds.
Speaking of buildings, man, if you haven't seen the new addition out there, you got to check it out. Hats off to all of those donors and those volunteers who worked to get it done in time for the show.
It is pretty awesome, isn't it? It's just, I can't explain it. You just have to go see it.
You really do, because it's so needed out there.
Indeed. Not just the building, but the electrical piece, the grounds work. I don't know how to say thank you.
And this is just the start of it, too, because there's lots more still to come.
Yes, this is the first phase. They they went out with their plan in, I think it was April. It's amazing what's been completed, and it'll come along in stages.
Now, we were talking numbers earlier, Dave and I were. You're looking at about 400-plus strong involved in 4-H this year. Daviess County has a good group of 4-H members.
We are very fortunate. We have a great group of kids. We have, I think it's 436.
That's awesome.
And to supplement that, we have over 100 adult volunteers.
Wow. So you got to get out and support these guys, because they put a lot of work into these projects. Starting Sunday night, the building's open, right?
Yes. We'll have the first phase of the projects will be judged, and the building will open at 7. And then on Monday, they bring in what we call the perishable products, the garden, the foods, the flowers, those kinds of things. And the building will open again Monday night.
And that's 7 to 9 each night, is that right?
Well, it's open during the day. Once we get done Monday, it'll open 7 to 9 on Sunday and Monday, and then the rest of the week will be open all day.
All day. Mm-hmm. And you've got some, of course, some concessions out there, as you know, all kinds of stuff to do when you walk the grounds.
Yes, there's things to look at, and of course, the animals, the crop projects outside. And then Monday from 5 to 6 in the arena, we're having it's a Purdue birthday party, and we're honoring a couple organizations, as well as updating the community on the building project.
And Monday will be the poultry show and the sheep show. Poultry show's at 2 o'clock. Sheep show, 7 o'clock, Monday night.
Yes, I have to keep the schedule in front of me so I know where I'm going. But yes, the sheep show is the evening show, but we do have a couple shows during the day.
And then on Tuesday, the cat show, 11 o'clock cat show. You've got the dog agility, now we got the cats too, right?
We've not had any cats. We've had a few cats that do tricks, and that's really fun. Then we have the decorated cages, and then just, you know, if you enjoy small animals and cats especially, there's some beautiful cats.
And then on Tuesday night, the swine show is another big draw.
That barn's just pretty full, so it will be a good show.
Rabbits on Wednesday. We're covering all the bases when it comes to the animals, aren't we?
Pretty much, yes.
Rabbit show, 9 o'clock Wednesday morning.
And then we have dairy at 1, and then the beef show that evening on Wednesday.
Thursday is the goat show, starting at 5 o'clock.
And that will be another good, I mean, number-wise, we've got quite a few. All the livestock projects have quite a few, yes.
Dog obedience show Friday morning. I know this is dogs that have already been through this training, but I wish I could get Annie in there.
Well, there's hope for, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but you can.
I have a lot of respect for these members that are doing this dog obedience show, because that's not easy.
No, it's not, but it really is an enjoyable thing to watch and to appreciate. And then also on Friday morning, the round robin showmanship is at 10 o'clock, and beef, sheep, swine, and goat showmen participate in that. And that's an interesting show to watch, too.
And then Friday night, this is next Friday, a week from tomorrow, it wraps up with the big livestock auction, which we're proud to present live again here on Memories 107.9. We always have a lot of fun with this. Jay Yagle does a tremendous job.
He is a character, but yes, we truly appreciate the radio covering that. And for those people who, you know, can't either get back to Washington that night, or, you know, grandparents or others that aren't able to attend, it's really appreciated.
7 p.m. the livestock auction next Friday night, wrapping up the 4-H show. Now, all of these events, do you have the schedule posted somewhere?
Yes, it's on our website. So if you just Google Purdue Extension Daviess County, you can find that find it there. We have those out in the community, different places. Or the 4-H building, we're open. Our office has moved out there, and we have schedules there.
It's really something to see, guys, and a lot of work going into these projects. A lot of very talented students involved in 4-H in Davies County. So be sure to come out and support them. Gets in full swing. Again, the exhibit building's open Sunday night. The Horse and Pony Show is this Saturday morning, and then all next week something going on. Jane Ann, anything else we need to throw in there today?
I just want to say hats off to all the young people for their accomplishments. It's not just about the 4-H show this week. It's a year-long process of learning and doing, and the kids are involved in so much more than, you know, just the project they take to the fair. That's, like you said, the public speaking piece. I never hesitate to grab a 4-H'er and take them with me to a program. So it's truly a year-long process.
And it really benefits them throughout life. You know, you have so many come back and say thank you.
So many come back as alumni and participate as leaders. And without those adult volunteers, you know, helping the kids, we wouldn't have the program.
Well, we're glad to be a part of it. Again, next Friday night, tune in for the livestock auction at 7 p.m. And we'll keep you up to date all week long, as it's going to be a busy week for Jane Ann and the crew. Jane Ann, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck with the show. Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.